Yeah, host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-released, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense, yeah.
Welcome to Movie Cigars and a Brew. I'm your host, Keith. Tonight, we're talking about Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This is the fifth installment in the rebooted MI franchise from an old TV show. Tom Cruise reprises his role as Ethan Hunt, an elite member of the IMF who is the target of the highly undetectable syndicate. So undetectable, the CIA believes that it doesn't exist and it's a manufacture of the IMF and created by the IMF. So they're looking to disband the IMF and go after and target Ethan Hunt himself. The leader of the CIA is played by Alec Baldwin as Alan Hunley, and he actually is a new character to the series and actually was pretty good in this. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise, and every movie that he's in, I have to overcome the fact that there's somehow a almost dislikable element to him on a primal level. The last three movies that I can remember, I know that there's always this motorcycle scene. I think Tom Cruise always has to have motorcycle scenes. Oblivion, Edge of Tomorrow, and MI Rogue Nation, obviously, we have motorcycles. He must have a contractual thing in his contract that he gets to ride a motorcycle at some point, regardless of whether or not it makes sense to the plot. I know I'm taking a shot with this one because it makes sense in Rogue Nation to be riding a motorcycle, but it did not make sense in Oblivion, and so it still stands in my mind. I guess it's an Easter egg, but it's one that seems a little narcissistic, which is what probably is part of that visceral thing that I dislike about him. You know, here's the thing, though. In all three of these movies, which I would have otherwise not watched initially, I liked him, and he overcame the fact that I didn't like him in the movies. The movies were pretty good. The fourth one back, though, I disliked the movie, and I disliked him. That's Jack Reacher. Sorry, I hated that movie. There's no question that Tom Cruise is a great actor, that he is, one of the hardest working guys in the business. This is a fifth installment of the series. It's getting to be, obviously Mission Impossible was one of those things that kind of went on and on and on, but it's, getting to that James Bondy type thing, especially in its tone. The tone of this movie is very James Bondy. This is a genre movie. This is a spy movie with the Mission Impossible elements thrown into it. And what they really did a very good job of in this movie, which was surprising to me, was that there was a great deal of good pacing. They kept you very involved in what was going on. You weren't really clear what was going to happen. Rebecca Ferguson, who plays Ilsa, was awesome in this, and she had a very talent. She obviously very talented in terms of physical attributes, in terms of her ability to perform these fight scenes, and she was a good counter to Tom Cruise. The other thing is there's not a love thing goes on in this. There's no subplot. Fake subplots in this, and this is a very straightforward, they're trying to save the world type of action flick. Very good for just sitting there and watching the action and hanging in there. I do think there's a little bit of a echo in this of Skyfall. I kind of just from the storyline that was in it, and I to me the ultimate spy movie is always going to be James Bond, and whatever we do, we compare it back to that. And there's a little bit of that in this, but this was a good film. It was paced well, good supporting cast around Tom Cruise's role. You know, and despite any dislike you may have for him, you can't say that this was a bad movie. At the end of the day, I'm going to give this a B+, and I'll talk to you again soon.